AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen says women in Afghanistan will not be required to wear a burqa, but they must wear a hijab for their own security.
These are not our rules. These are Islamic rules. As Muslim women, not only in Afghanistan, in all Islamic countries, the women, they are observing this hijab.
The Taliban is vowing to respect the rights of women as it takes control of Afghanistan and will respect those who resisted them. Richard Fontaine with the Center for New American Security says you should see the real Taliban in a few months.
Once they've consolidated their control, once they believe they've stabilized the political situation, once the Americans are fully out of the country, then we'll see what the Taliban really wants to do as opposed to what it has been saying now.
Major General Hank Taylor with the Joint Chiefs of Staff says evacuations in Afghanistan have resumed.
Seven C-17s departed. These flights lifted approximately 700 to 800 passengers, and we can confirm 165 of these passengers are American citizens.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there have been no hostile actions by the Taliban. Tropical Depression Fred has weakened to a depression and spawned several apparent tornadoes in Georgia as it spreads heavy rain into the Appalachian Mountains. Thousands are without power along the Florida Panhandle. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Grace has moved west of Haiti and could become a hurricane as it moves through the Caribbean toward Mexico. Florida's largest school district, Miami-Dade, will likely require students to wear face masks when classrooms open next week, following the recommendation of a task force of medical experts and defying Governor Ron DeSantis' ban on mandatory face mask rules. Students in neighboring Broward County will be wearing masks when they return tomorrow. This is AP News. Factory production rebounded.
Manufacturing production jumped 1.4% last month, thanks to a surge in production at auto plants that are still dealing with major supply chain problems. The Federal Reserve says that's the best showing since a gain of 3.4% in March. Overall industrial production, which includes manufacturing, utilities, and mining, increased just under 1% in July, the best performance since a nearly 3% increase in March. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The government says retail sales dropped last month, but economist Gus Fauchet says a surge in coronavirus cases may not have been the major reason for the drop.
We actually saw a big increase in restaurant sales over the month, which suggests that perhaps it wasn't rising COVID cases.
Spending fell at stores that sell clothing, furniture, and sporting goods. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.